Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First story this evening is public trust in water supplies was being damaged following two serious incidents of contamination in Wexford and Dublin. Irish water officials were told at a meeting today. The meeting took place after it emerged 52 people had fallen ill after drinking contaminated water in Gorey between August 19th and 24th last, while hundreds of thousands of water supplies were put at risk in the Dublin city area after an incident at the Ballymore Eustis water treatment plant. Irish Water is to carry out an audit of its treatment plants nationwide following strong criticism from Housing Minister Dara O'Brien and the Environmental Protection Agency. In a moment, I'll be speaking to Cathy Lee, a reporter with the Gorey Guardian, who broke the story there. But first I'm joined by Joanne, whose whole family fell ill as a result of the water contamination in Gorey. Joanne, tell us what happened to you and your family during 1 week in August, please.
Hi, Andrew. The entire family came down ill. It was the week starting maybe 23rd, 24th of August. We'd no idea what it was. We were blaming food we'd bought. And, you know, none of us went to the doctor. That's the main point that I'd like to put across. There were a lot more people than the 52 that official. You know, we didn't go to a doctor. We have neighbours that didn't go to doctors. And there was no notification because there was no boil notices publicised. And
so you had no idea in a way what was going on. How ill were you, Joanne?
Not hospital or doctor. I was self-medicating with the usual. I had bad stomach cramps, diarrhoea, the usual when a stomach upset.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it painful?
Stomach cramps are bad.
Was it painful at the time?
It was, yes. At one stage, I was nearly bent double with the pain. You know, you'd throw in a gasp of breath and the pain was bad.
Really? And the whole family?
My mother, myself, my daughter, and my dad was ill. Even the dog was ill.
Get away. Even the dog as well. My God. So you had no idea. What about your neighbours or anyone else in the locality?
Well, in our street, there was a neighbour further down, and she was ill, and a family next door to her were ill. They went to the doctor, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But there's quite a lot of people probably didn't go to the doctor.
And were in the dark about it all.
Exactly, yeah.
Now you know, though, what was going on. You know what happened, and Irish Water has apologised. Do you accept that apology, Joanne, or do you think something more should have been done at the time?
That should have been made. It should have been publicised straight away because it's not good enough leaving people in the dark. We were trying to work out what it was. We were, you know, asking. Well, I didn't eat this, so how could this one didn't eat a certain food? We were blaming food we had, and you know, jokingly saying we won't shop in that shop anymore by their means.
Yeah, yeah.
But should have been let know.
And I don't know if this affected work or if. I mean, what did you tell work or any member of your family if you were sick and you actually couldn't pinpoint what it was?
I was okay because I was actually on leave at that particular time, very luckily, but I would not have been able to work. One member of my family missed a day in work and it was, you know, not ideal in the particular circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you say you're immunocompromised, so it was an extra concern for you.
Yes, and another member of my family is also immunocompromised. So, you know, it's the fact that it wasn't publicised. There was no boil water notices. There was nothing in social media or any national press.
Mm-hmm.
That's the annoying part.
Yeah, okay. Joanne, thank you very much indeed. All is good since?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, you're back to health. Okay, well, all is... thank you very much indeed, and I'm glad that all is well after that terrible episode for you. As I say, I'm joined by Cathy Lee, who's a reporter with the Gorey Guardian. Cathy, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks a million for joining us. When did you hear about this first?
I suppose it starts, as these stories do, kind of rumours and reports come in. And as soon as I saw the mention of the word E. coli, that's when I went directly to Wexford County Council and Irish Water to confirm or deny whether there was E. coli in the water. It's obviously very serious concerns. And at that stage, I was told that there was no E. coli, but we all knew that there was sickness in the area. People had been reporting it on social media. Some said that they were in hospital. And I think at that stage, it was a little bit early. But even there was like rumour of a bug going around, or even a new COVID variant, as Malcolm Byrne said on the Morning Ireland show today, that people went for COVID tests. Mm-hmm. So like even speaking to one of the councillors, he was wondering how this was spreading so quickly, because people are obviously washing their hands, doing the social distancing as we all have been doing. But it just seemed that nobody thought of the water. And it, like the water, it looked fine. As in, I think it's something we all take for granted, and we believe we have no reason to question mm-hmm. our water. But from one local person I was speaking to, she said it actually hit her when she ran a bath, and she noticed that the bath water was a little bit off colour when she poured it into the bath. But she said if you poured it into a glass, you wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I was covering the story. Sorry, go ahead.
Only when there was a significant volume of water then did it become apparent.
Yeah.
So when do we know exactly what happened since? I mean, have the investigations been completed now?
No, the best investigations are still ongoing. And I've been speaking to a representative for Irish Water this afternoon. And he said that he's certainly willing to meet both local people and local councillors again when that investigation is complete. But I understand that on the ground here locally, like there's a local municipal meeting on tomorrow, and Irish Water will not be attending that because I met some councillors today. And I asked the representative just why this wasn't more of a public meeting and why press weren't invited. Because obviously that whole meeting was about asking questions of mm-hmm. Irish Water, because that's what people really want here, is answers as to why this was happening in the 21st century, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that no meeting will go ahead until that investigation is complete, which is currently ongoing.
Okay, so they're waiting for the full appraisal until they meet people,
that's
is that right?
Yeah.
Senator Malcolm Byrne, who was at the meeting, he said there's a lack of trust in Irish Water due to what happened and that there had been a failure in communication. Is that the feeling on the ground, I wonder?
Oh, 100%. I think it was the lack of communication, because even like you're sitting at home, you think you can trust your water. Like where do you look? As in, even I think one woman I spoke to said that, you know, she was told by Irish Water just keep an eye on the website if any warning came, and the warning didn't come until September the 2nd. So obviously even when I was talking to GPs, they were getting calls a week before that. And even one GP I spoke to, he said that usually when people complain of these kind of stomach cramps or diarrhoea, that he might get maybe 5 to 8 calls on a Monday morning. But that Monday morning, he got 25 calls with the same complaints.
Mm-hmm.
So as Joanne said there about there being more than 52 people, obviously that is the general kind of suspicion on the ground, I suppose. I wouldn't say for certain now at this stage because of the investigations continuing. But, you know, even if dogs, are dogs being counted in this? I don't know. But if animals are also, we're also suffering, you know, even I believe local vets had a couple of calls about what was going on. And I just think it's just nobody thought of the water.
Okay.
There have been issues in the past with Gorey water, but in fairness to West County Council, a lot of those have been resolved within the last year.
Okay.
You see a lot of more water outages than there is now. But I just think, you know, we're not there yet. It's not going away. People aren't going to just, you know, accept this.
Okay.
I think the apology was an important step. But,
yeah, we'll see what happens at the meetings that you mentioned and see if there's any more clarity. But Cathy Lee, reporter with the Gorey Guardian, thank you very much indeed. And beforehand, Joanne, who was affected along with her family as well. Thank you both very much indeed.